Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Very interesting interview now coming up, Michael.
It sure is. I'd like to welcome to the show Mark Kielberger. He is the co-founder of Free the Children. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Now, tell us what Free the Children is all about.
Free the Children is a Canadian-based and founded organization that's now gone global. It was actually started by my younger brother, Craig, when he was only 12 years old, and he was in grade 7, and read about the story of another 12-year-old boy from Pakistan who spoke out against child labor and was killed for speaking out. He, as a result, took a bunch of basically friends who were in grade 7 and 12 years old, came together and said, we wanted to start a club in a school, and they called up a very well-known human rights organization, and that person on the other end of the phone said, do you know where your parents keep their credit card? And my brother said, no, we want to help, we want to get involved, and that's how Free the Children was born, as a group of 12-year-olds dreaming to change the world.
And is Craig still involved in the business?
He is. So he actually asked for my help the next week, and that was 17 years ago, and it's continued to grow. And we have a look back. We have about 1.7 million members. We have about 4,000 schools actively engaged throughout North America. And overseas, we've been able to build over 650 schools, and we provide education to 55,000 kids every single day.
And where are the schools built? So whereabouts around the world are they actually built?
Kenya, India, Sierra Leone, Ecuador, Nicaragua, various regions as well in Latin America and South America. But they're all very poor. One of the countries we've worked in for a long time, for example, is Haiti, a country that remains very volatile and very challenging. And what we try to do is make sure that kids themselves have the chance to actually go to school, and we mitigate all the barriers preventing them from going to school, and as a result, break the cycle of poverty.
And so what are some of those barriers for them?
Well, the number one reason why girls can't go to school in sub-Saharan Africa isn't because there's no school. It's because they actually have to get water for their village. So it's great to go build a school, and we do that. But if you don't provide water at the school, girls aren't going to school. And then, of course, last but not least, what we don't want to do at all is make people aid dependent on us. So we implement something called alternative sources of income. We actually empower women in the communities so that they actually have enough income and enough capacity through microloans, microcredits, and financial literacy training, so they can actually then run the projects themselves because they're deriving enough income to actually make this financially sustainable.
So when you start a project, do you begin with working with local council or local government?
We actually go directly to the local communities themselves. Yep. Yes, of course, we have to tie in local government to a certain extent, but that's certainly not our starting point. But we try to bypass governments as much as possible. We go right to the communities. We say, okay, here's what we can do. What can you do? And we have a long conversation.
Is it hard to get the local kids on board with something like this?
We've been doing this for 17 years, and in Canada we're seeing a generational shift. One of the things that we do up here, up north here, is these amazing stadium-like events called WE Days. So WE Days. And what we do is we do 8 of them across the country, and we every year bring 20,000 kids from 1,000 schools per event. I mean, again, we do 8 of these events in places like Toronto and Vancouver and Calgary and Winnipeg and Montreal. And we bring the greatest social justice leaders of our time and the greatest entertainers of our time. We have people like, oh my goodness, Bishop Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama and great entertainers like Justin Bieber and, again, Nelly Furtado and The Wanted and all these amazing people. And we do these events across the country, and these kids, you can't buy a ticket. The corporate sponsors pay for the event, but they actually have to earn their way in through service. And so now we're seeing this incredible generation of kids that know it's cool to care. They want to participate for all the right reasons on top of that. And we're seeing incredible generational shifts because it's cool to care and they want to participate.
It's a wonderful cause.
It is. Mark, thank you very much. Co-founder of Free the Children organization. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.